Test. Okay. Turn it down just a little bit. Number two. Well, this has been
a little bit more.
This is the end of a very long and emotional and difficult week. Every parent goes through it. Well, if you have children. Going through that final time of graduation of your child from high school. I thought it was bad the first time, but it seems to be worse the second time. And they say the third is the absolute, you're a disaster. And so, sorry, Casey, ahead of time. I walked in this morning, and the first thing Sean said, he said, "So are we worshiping God today, or are we worshiping Kelsey?" And I said, "Well, if you were not able to come to our party on Friday night, there were really two reasons why we left all the stuff up. Number one, we were really tired and didn't want to take it down. We thought, we'll just take our time this week and take it down. Second reason is, if you weren't here, to be able to maybe see some of the things that Kelsey was able to accomplish. If you're in high school, then you're welcome to take a look afterwards. And also, on that table back there, there are some colorful little pieces of construction paper, and we're making a book for her of advice and words of wisdom and maybe a special memory or something that you have of her. So if you were not able to do that on Friday, please take the opportunity to do that maybe today after service. My job this week was to hold it together, for one thing. I think he's been an emotional roller coaster this week. And I'm usually pretty even keeled if you know me. And really I only lost it once and it was alone, and I can deny it because I was there by myself. But my job was to put together memories through a slideshow that we showed on Friday night. And going through that process was awesome. Going back and looking through memories, seeing pictures of them, of her as a baby and as a child, and of course seeing her, then you always see the other two because we're almost always together. And seeing the different things that the sports that she played, and just the different funny things that she did, and da da da. And it's just an awesome time of reflection and of memory. And that's really good to do that. And I know we all keep picture books, and we all go back and we look at times in our life, that events in our lives that were important. And it's really good to always keep that in our minds and in our hearts. I look around the room, and I was thinking about this the other night, how truly old I am. I'm not doing it. Hello? All right, we'll see if it does. I just won't walk around. Got it. Test. Okay. I don't know what that is. That I was at a lot of these guys in here, I was at their graduation. And I was able to see these guys grow up. And now I see them have little kids. And looking forward to the time when they, when they move on in their life too. And I wanted today, really, I wanted to just share some thoughts about how time flies. How quickly time can get away from us. And I know that all of us relate to this. Wherever we are in our particular time in life, we all relate to how quickly time passes us by. And it's just one of those things about life that is just something we have to learn to deal with. We just have to learn, that's just the way it is. And I was thinking about how quickly from birth to graduation, how quickly life has gone. And it's just really the way it is. And I always had people tell me, it's like the blink of an eye. It's like you turn around and you're in a different phase of life. And although you don't feel any different necessarily, you can't do the things you used to do because you're not as young as you once were, you still, you know, you remember those events. You remember those specific times and things that happened, and you think, what in the world? How quickly has this come? And they say that the older you get, the quicker life goes, and the faster it seems to move. And that yet you look backwards and you think, you know, it's just in a blink. Kenny Chesney has a song. He's not a good Christian artist, but anyway, he has a song called "Don't Blink," and it's really true that it just seems like it's a blink, and they're in the next phase of life. But it's something that is part of the human experience that we all share. And I want to reiterate to you, some of you with small kids especially, to cherish the moments, because it really does go quickly. And you turn around and you're my age. Sorry, you will get there. And you're looking and you're going to your kid's graduation, you're thinking, I remember that sermon that Dave preached, and he's right. Wow, it was so quick. You know, the Bible talks about time, and it says in James 4, it says that our life is like what? A mist, or like a vapor. Some versions say is like smoke that is there for a moment and is gone. And you think about him, boy, he was really over-exaggerating. But is that an over-exaggeration? It's exactly what it feels like. He had a way of just pegging the exact thought that we think about. You know, David actually said it in Psalm 102. He said, "My days vanish like smoke." And so it's this thought, this idea of what life is all about. And that time, every moment is so valuable. That every minute, every hour of every day is just something that we should value and treasure. And that we should try to make the most out of every moment of our life. And the thing is, it's really against our own nature, because we really kind of like time wasters. Maybe I'm just speaking about me. But there are times when you look back and you're like, what did I accomplish with my day? What did I really do that was worthwhile? Or I'll do something that is just something that's kind of a time waster. And you almost feel guilty about the time that you spent doing something that maybe you could have done a little bit more with that time. We've all been there. But I want to look at today two passages that talk about time and talk about some ideas about using our time. The first one is in Ephesians chapter 5. Oddly enough, in Ephesians, where we've been studying in Sunday school. Ephesians chapter 5, and starting in verse 15. And he says, "Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. And make the best use of your time, because the days are evil." He says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." If you had to put it in one phrase, one sentence, or one idea, what is the will of the Lord for you? What is the will of the Lord for me? What would that phrase be? Any ideas? Give me some thoughts. Okay? Jimmy just kept it real short. Teach. All right? Okay? Any others? All right? Good. Sometimes we try to make it way too complicated, I think. And we think about discovering the will of the Lord in my life. What is that will? And I got to spend my life discovering what the will. Here's the will of the Lord for us. That I be his child. That I come to him and I follow him. That's his will for me. Now, I know he probably has a lot of other specific things that he has in mind for me to accomplish. But that's pretty much goes wherever I go, right? It goes for at work. It goes for at home. It goes for at school. It goes wherever I go. He wants me to come to him. And he wants me to follow him. And then the second part of that will is that he wants me then to lead others to him. Very simplistic, but isn't that the truth? He says,
Take advantage of every moment and follow the will of the Lord in your life. Come to me and lead others to me. What if we just did those two things in our life? What if I just focused on those two things? Would I accomplish the Lord's will in my life? Absolutely. Following Him myself and leading others to Him. And one thing that includes a group of people that includes, it includes our family. Right? That's where it starts. Leading our family in the way of the Lord. Such a valuable part of our family experience has been doing so many things together, and yours as well. And sometimes we think about things that we do as a quote-unquote waste of time or not a part of God's will. I think about this, and I was thinking about it in two ways. I was thinking about the post-trip to Disney World. And I was thinking about our own experiences doing stuff like that. Some people are like, you're going to Disney World? You know, oh, it's just a, you know. Is that part of God's will? That we spend time together as a family, wherever we are? I think about looking at all these accomplishments over here and looking at all that. And Jimmy actually said something this morning, but I'm glad Kelsey likes sports. You know, I'm like, she did, but it was part of Becky and I's decision from the very beginning was to be at everything we could possibly be at. Kelsey always saw us there. She knew we were going to be there, right? And it really comes from two things, stems from two experiences. Number one, Becky's dad was never there for her. And she said, I am not going to be like that. My experience was my dad was always at everything. I was usually at his stuff. But we were always, you know, he was always there to support me. And so I said, I'm going to be what my dad was for my kids. And so it really came from two experiences. But yet we decided that's what we were going to do. It's making the most of your time to be there for your kids, to be there for your family, whatever it is that they're doing. Can sports be overwhelming and can they be counterproductive and all that? Sure. But what that does is it gives your family and it gives your children opportunities to show Christ to other people in all different kinds of areas of our life. So the first thing is we make the most of our time by doing the will of the Lord, by following Him, and by leading others to Him. And then secondly, I want to look at Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 2. He says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it, with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ on account of which I'm in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. And he says, conduct yourselves wisely toward outsiders, making the best use of your time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. So here we are in the world. And I've got to take advantage of every opportunity I have to influence others for Christ. And I think back about this, and I think about how many opportunities in my life have I missed because I wasn't using my time wisely. I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't looking for every opportunity. Paul says, for these open doors. Paul says, I pray that you open doors. And it's one thing to open doors, and it's another thing to actually be ready when they open. And to use the time in my life effectively. How many doors, how many opportunities come our way every single day to influence others for Christ? And how many of those do I pass up because I'm not using my time wisely or I'm not thinking about it? I'm not taking advantage of those opportunities. These come at us in all sorts of ways. And so I've got to be thinking about it and mindfully being very purposeful about the idea of influencing others for Christ, looking for those open doors of opportunity. Part of the process of looking back is seeing things that you made mistakes in, seeing opportunities that you missed, seeing events and things that you weren't at simply because you were selfish, simply because you were working too much, or simply because you were had your priorities out of focus. And you get better at it, I hope, as you go along. But the whole point is that I have to really purposely think about who it is and what I'm trying to accomplish in this life. And it affects every part of who I am. My time is so valuable to me. But do we view it like that? I think one of the things that we fail to see is the value of the little things, the value of the times when, like I said earlier, when we're just doing things together as a group, as a family. I think one of the passages that sometimes gets misinterpreted, sometimes we use it in the wrong way. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, is the passage where he says, "Don't forsake yourselves," or "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together." In other words, when the group meets, meet. When you get together, get together. Come together with everyone. And it's not so much him being very legalistic and saying, well, if you don't do that, then you're going to go straight to hell. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, we need it. He's saying it's a very valuable use of our time. When you come together to worship, come together to worship. Because we need the encouragement. We need the strength that comes from it. And it's an open door of opportunity for us to not only build ourselves spiritually, but to build up others spiritually. I think about our family time. Think about even doing something as simple as spending time watching a movie or spending time doing things that don't necessarily, in the scheme of things, seem that important. But every moment that we spend together is opportunity that we can love each other and influence each other. So the encouragement, the word that I really want to give today is this. Life is so short. Before we know it, we're going to turn around and we're going to be as old as Tom. You missed it. No. See, you can't even hear. We're going to be as old as Tom. How about that? Is that good? Okay, all right, good. Need one of them little, he's got one of those little things he sticks in his ear like this. But seriously though, you talk to older folks and you know, they're like, I remember yesterday when my kids were graduating high school. I remember yesterday when that, it just seems like it was so close. Take advantage of every moment. Be a people that take advantage of the time that God's given us. And do the will that he's given for us in our life to be a Christian, to be a follower of God, and then also influence others to be the same. And the first priority in our life is our family, is our kids. Put them first among the people, among the relationships that we have in this life. I really believe this, that this life is all about building relationship with God and with others. I know, it's all about the relationships. We had a basketball coach that said that once. She didn't really believe it, but she said it anyway. So it's a big joke at our house. But relationships, building those strong relationships with those that we're around. I hope that you will, something that I've said, it's been very simple, and I hope that something that has been said will influence you to take every opportunity to do the Lord's will in your life. To take advantage of the time that he's given us, because it will be very short, like smoke, like a vapor, like a mist. And don't look back and think, I wish I'd have done that, or I wish I'd have done that. You know, let's take advantage and let's live life to the fullest and take advantage of every moment of every day that God has given us. Would you bow with me? Father, thanks for being our God. Thank you, Father, for the simple truths of life that we sometimes miss. The very simple fact, Father, that you've given us a limited amount of time on this earth. That you, Father, expect us to use the time that we've given, that you've given us, in a very positive, in a very fulfilling way. We pray, Father, that we as your people would use the time that you've given us to live out your will in our life, to follow you and with all of our being, and to teach our kids and our families, Father, that you are the most important thing, that you are the one that we live this life to serve. But also, Father, give us many opportunities, give us many open doors that we can fulfill the will in your will in our life, that we would reach out to others and tell them, Father, all about you and all about the difference that you have made in our lives. We look forward to that time, Father, when we're not bound by time anymore. When we won't think something is going to be over quickly because we'll be with you for eternity. And we don't even really understand what that means, because we're so bound by the time, by this life. But Father, we look so forward to being there with you. Having served you our entire lives, we pray, Father, that we can then serve you and worship you for eternity. Give us that will. Give us that purpose. And I pray, Father, that we would be encouraging to each other in our times of struggle and weakness, that we may lose focus in this life as Satan works against us. But I pray, Father, that you would be there with us. Give us strength. Allow us to use the weapons that you've given, the armor that you've given us, to live this life in accordance to your will. I pray, Father, that you, I know that we have many that are struggling, many that are sick and hurting, and I pray that you would watch over them and bless them. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. If anything that I've said has maybe made you think that I need the prayers of the church, or I need to come forward and renew myself in front of everyone, or I need to become a Christian, then this opportunity is available every week, every Sunday. Well, it's available all the time. But we offer this special time that you can come and you can express your thoughts to us, you can open your heart to us, and we'll pray for you in a very special way, if that's your desire. And we'll do that as we stand and sing this song.